Woo-hoo.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Wait a minute, we're early.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, D&D, and the New World Order.
And Daylight Savings Time.
Yeah, supposedly my intellectual co-host does not know what CDP means.
Not really. I get confused whether it's, you know, savings time or whatever.
Daylight time. That means summer.
Summer. CDT is summertime. Yeah, I'll forget by next week.
Yeah. I'm making hamburger patties right now. So, is laser hair removal bad for you?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I have to look up the side effects of laser hair removal. I mean, only ones that I've experienced was, you know, skin problems on my face or, you know. But it goes away because I use my alternative. You know, it basically only lasts about a couple weeks after my treatment.
Right.
And after that, I don't have any more skin problems.
So basically, it's sort of like getting a sunburn.
Kinda, yeah, but it's different.
Which makes sense. You know, they're using a laser to burn off the hairs.
No.
Okay. Ah, there she is.
Who?
I'm playing this game, and I'm supposed to find this helper.
Oh, okay. There they are. Ziploc bags.
Dang it, where is she? Party guest. There she is. Hidden behind all this stuff.
Stuff.
Okay, I'm good. I got my banquet coupon. So as long as my connection is good, I should get my banquet prize in an hour. I can ignore the game from now on.
There you go.
All right. Woohoo, I'm lucky number 8.
Lucky.
No!
Number.
Oh my god. I lost connection. This is not good. I had to suggest it would happen.
Well, Red Towers is back online.
Yeah, I saw some commentary from you. So Joseph called.
Joseph?
He's out in Montana. Yeah, he's out in Montana. He's
who's that?
He's one of Jerry's friends slash enemies.
Oh, that guy that wanted to come stay on our land.
The did he?
Ex-military.
I don't know what he is. I can't imagine being ex-military.
He claimed to be ex-military? I don't know.
Well, they did take all kinds when I was in the Navy, so who knows? They took me.
I know, right?
Yeah. I was stupid and ignorant and didn't know I didn't really have a Social Security number.
Yeah, they wouldn't take me. I don't know why.
Probably because you're a military brat.
No, they like military brats. That's probably too weak. Yeah, it's probably too awake already.
Well,
I was starting to wake up at an earlier age. I just, I don't know.
All right, let me get logged back on. This before too many people get onto this game. That's horrible.
I haven't been on Mysterio Legacy in about 24 hours.
I got another game for you to go look at then. Iruna.
Can I play it on my phone?
Yes.
Is that the one where you look for the energy sources near you?
No.
What was that?
That was
What was the one where you was at the church getting that energy source?
Right. I can't recall off the top of my head. You can find it though. They're the same people who did Pokemon Go.
Oh, I'm not interested in it. I was just making sure it wasn't that one.
No, yeah, it wasn't that one.
Okay.
If I lived in town, I'd probably play that one. I might play it if we put up our little library. Because they will turn little libraries into energy spots.
Oh, okay.
And so...
At least ours.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'd be an advertisement for our location. We do that. And I'd play Pokemon Go, too, because Pokemon Go has the same criteria for their...
Pokemon.
Yeah, for Pokemon training centers, whatever you call them. Dojos.
Interesting.
So... Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Nope. It's not letting me log in. And if I wait too long, there'll be 100 people who signed in, and I'll be out. Which means I get to ignore the game anyway. But in the meanwhile, I'll be fretting about the fact that I'm not logged in.
Right. I'm spoiling my roommate right now.
You are?
Yeah. I plugged my computer into his TV and he's watching movies from my computer.
Okay. Yeah, this laptop I have, I can do the HDMI from it directly to a TV.
Uh-huh.
But the TVs I plugged into, it doesn't interface properly.
Interesting.
So you have to tell the TV to magnify the screen. And I found out on Joe's TV, you have to unmagnify the screen before you unplug the computer. Or he screwed up until I plugged my computer in again. Because his screen stays magnified. And so everything else flows over the edges.
I'm sure there's a way around that.
There should be. But
Programmer error.
Well, I should be able to expand my HDMI output to fit whatever screen I plug into. I should be able to expand it on my end. So when it sends out a picture that only fits in the middle of a big screen TV, I should be able to say, hey, I don't want 72p. I want to put out 1080 or some odd number in between.
Right.
Oh, crap. Hope you don't need the disclaimer read for the next 10 minutes.
Disclaimer. We have a disclaimer?
I just restarted my computer.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, Mabunuki has a banquet where you can win fabulous prizes, but you got to stay at the banquet until the end.
Nice.
Well, first 100 people to sign up at the banquet get a chance at the prize. But if you drop out for any reason, you know, go someplace else and then come back, or get knocked offline. So I just got signed in and got ticket number 8 and commented, I'm good as long as I don't get knocked off. I can ignore the game until... for the next hour, because all I had to do is sit in the banquet hall.
There you go. So only
I got knocked off. The first 100 to sign up. Or if you get knocked off, then, you know, if somebody gets knocked off, then 101 gets to get on, but it's because there's one less. Only 100 of them get the prize.
Oh, okay.
So, get a chance at the prize. It's kind of a lottery.
It's a lottery.
Yeah, it's a lottery. Okay, it says I'm connected.
I thought you didn't play such thing.
Nah. As long as I'm not putting anything real into it. Woohoo, the wood stove has kicked in. Oh, come on. Seriously? There we go. This does not bode well, though. I hear voices in the background.
Hey, it's a movie.
And crunching.
That's me making hamburger patties. I put them in Ziploc bags.
Oh boy, sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm short on Ziploc bags. I need 2 more.
I got a whole box of them right here. You want me to hand you a couple?
Sure.
How many states away are you?
1.
Yeah, Oklahoma does touch Missouri, just barely.
Sorry, I got a gallon Ziploc bag. I put the last 2 in it.
Boobity-bee-bee-bee-ball.
You what?
Man or other animals? I repeated that phrase to Shirley.
And?
She didn't catch it right away. So I picked up the chess pieces and I said, okay, chess pieces or other dishes. And she goes, yeah, that doesn't sound right. And so, yeah, it's that other word in there. See, if they said man or animals, that'd be acceptable. If you say chessmen or dishes, that's acceptable. But when you say chessmen or other dishes, well, chessmen aren't dishes. I suppose you could make a chess set that was a set of dishes, but, you know. But generally speaking, chessmen are not dishes.
Not in our country.
Yeah.
They could be shot glasses.
Yes. Yep. Well, you could make a chessboard with squares big enough to put a little plate in. But, you know. So I suppose some men could be animals. It'd just be those men.
Well, I'm a Leo.
It'd be those men who were not made in God's image.
Well, I'm a lion and a tiger.
Right.
You're a dragon.
I thought it was a Virgo.
And a dragon.
I'm a dragon that protects itself.
I suppose.
Or whatever dragons do with virgins.
Well, in one fairy tale, there was a virgin in a castle being guarded by a dragon.
Something like that.
She couldn't get out, and no one could get in unless they go through the dragon.
Yeah. That sounds sort of like me.
You're a dragon master?
I'm sure Miss Random would testify to that.
Perhaps.
Okay, now it's letting me log in properly. So apparently I had some background program that was eating up just enough bandwidth to knock the game off. If I don't get a ticket, I'm not going to be a happy camper. That's all right.
Yeah, I pretty much lost interest in my game when it went sideways.
Oh, shoot. I lost my ticket and I can't get it back.
You suck.
I do.
No, the game sucks.
Now, This is the character I want to get fat, so I might as well go enjoy the banquet.
Alrighty then. My soul, some sweet potatoes.
Cool.
To my boss. We already almost ate all of the organic eggs that we got from what's your face?
From Deb?
Yeah. I got 4 dozen. And they're already almost gone. But my cousin has a friend here in Oklahoma City area who has Oh, shit.
What was that?
Oh. Silverfish. It's in my box.
And it scared you that badly?
I didn't expect it. Every time it rains here, I guess these bugs come in the house. I'm going through my boxes.
Could you imagine if it was a roach?
Yeah, I thought they were roaches at first. Pissed. I was like, oh my god.
Kill away albino roaches?
They're not albino. Well, I don't know what these are. They're water bugs.
Oh, okay, because silverfish are white. Thus they call them silver.
My bad. They're like silverfish. They're water bugs, but they come in every time it rains. They look like giant cockroaches.
With a hard shell?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
They might be cockroaches.
There are types of cockroaches that have hard shells, but they usually come from tropical places.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like a hard shell, but it's... Cockroaches, I don't know if they have a hard shell or not. Yeah, it scared me. So my prescription for my glasses was too strong. It was giving me headaches. Or not too strong, too weak. And it was giving me headaches. So I went back and got 2 more prescriptions. And basically, my glasses that I'm wearing is like a 2.25 or a 2.5. And they're too strong. My eyes have been improving my vision over the years. My eyes are trying to go, be stronger. Well, these glasses are too strong, and it's making my eyes... they're also giving me kind of headache. So, like I said, I went to improve my vision, and so I got a prescription 2 weeks, and so it was giving me migraines. So I went back and got 2 more prescriptions. These glasses are, like I said, 2.5 or 2.25, something like that. I forgot. But my eyes are 2. So, and that's like 2 points from being 20/20. And my eyes are about even. I can wear my glasses upside down and still see the same. So, anyway, I got the original prescription was a 1.25, and like I said, that was 2 weeks. It was giving me headache, so I went back and got 2 more prescriptions, 1.5 and 1.75. So I just ordered some new glasses with 1.75, and then I'm going to get the ones that I'm wearing now redone with the 1.5, and then I'll gradually cut myself back. You know, as I improve my vision, I'll gradually go to the gradually work my way to the 1.25. And once I get there, then I can gradually cut myself back to zero, which is 20.
Zero the hero.
Yay for the retard. Yep. Oh, when I was in Kansas City, I bought a... power cord that kind of acts as a hacking device for a hard drive.
Okay.
Basically, if I plug a hard drive into this deal, okay, let me rephrase that. If I take a hard drive out of a computer.
Yes.
And the computer had a password on it.
Right.
The hard drive is initially encrypted.
Okay.
Because the password creates an encryption where you can't get past the encryption.
That doesn't seem quite right, but go ahead.
Well, basically where you can't access the hard drive.
Right. I believe you, but that strikes me as being a potential trouble.
It isn't a potential trouble. So anyway.
Because what if your password file gets corrupted?
I don't know. But anyway, I've run into that problem before. Where I couldn't access the hard drive, even if I took it out of the computer,
right?
Plugged it in and I used the jacket, I still couldn't access the hard drive. It said it was it was encrypted. So, or there was an encryption on it that kept me from accessing the hard drive.
Right.
So.
So basically, you were screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Basically, yeah. Well, there was 2 options. I can either just reformat the hard drive and lose all my stuff.
Yeah.
Or I had to take it to a professional that could hack it.
Right.
So now I have the stuff to hack it.
Realize. So now you can hack it yourself.
Now I can hack it myself.
All righty. Well, I don't know where I put my water.
I took this old laptop that I have to my business partner, or one of them, to have him reformat it and back it up, reformat it, and I was going to use it as a backup. And he said it was so old that it wasn't even worth bothering with.
Say what?
Yeah.
Tom, I don't care how old it is. It's got data on it.
Well, that's when he suggested I go get this.
Right. Listen, jackass. I want my data.
Well, yeah. That's why he suggested me going getting this, and now I can just get the data off of it. I don't need to...
All right, just put you on speaker. Let me know if it's too noisy in the background.
It's too noisy in the background.
Okay. Coming back.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Of course, my water was right behind me.
Okay, now you're back in my ears.
Done watching this movie, I can plug this in, install this software in my computer, and I can get all the information off this hard drive.
Is that the computer that the hard drive originally came from?
No. This is an old computer.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the principle where if you put a password on your computer, seems odd to me, though, that it encrypted all the files based on your password.
Now, what it does is it encrypts the access to those files.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay. In other words, with the right piece of software, it doesn't matter what the password is, you can still get those files.
Basically. So yeah, so I just finally got that stuff. But see, I guess most people don't know about that. You have to be an IT guy. Well, if somebody steals your computer and they're an IT person, they would know those things, and they would be able to still get your information.
Well, yeah, I've got recovery software that goes through and finds files and then goes through the, I forget what the file was called, but basically it is the reference to those files. It's the... Anyway, when you delete a file, usually what the computer does is it deletes the reference to the file.
Right, it doesn't actually delete it.
Right, and then it marks the the area where the file is stored as now being available. And so...
Even though it's not.
Well, even though it's occupied with data, it is available. And when you write data over that location, then the old file is gone. But because the computers write in bits and pieces, you know, put a little here, a little there, and a little here, it might be a long time before the entire file is gone. So that incriminating file that you deleted a year ago might still be on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
So, and there's software for doing a proper delete. Some of the programs have names like Shredder in their name. And basically what they do is they write a whole bunch of zeros and Fs over the area where your file used to be. So then there is no file. But basically what you're saying is the computer encrypts that table, the table of contents basically, the referring table, that's encrypted. And so you have to enter your password in order to have access to that table. So that means that the files are there. It's just you don't have the name of the file or even its type or even its size. But with a piece of software that looks for damaged files and such, you know, a file recovery software, you could pretend that the table of contents was lost and do file recovery on it and get all your files back. It would just be named weirdly.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I don't know if this thing's worth anything to anybody. I know some people might want to take it apart and try to get the gold and silver out of it.
The gold will be mostly in the tabs.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just donate the rest of it to, I don't know where to donate it to. I'm taking the hard drive and I'm taking the RAM. The RAM and the ROM I'm taking.
RAM and the ROM.
RAM and ROM.
Computers have read-only memory?
I don't know. The DVD player is probably still good. If it's worth reloading. You know what?
What?
I might put the RAM back in here. It's got 2 gigs of RAM. I might just turn it into a TV computer.
There you go.
Oh, no, it don't even have Never mind. It don't even have, what is it? Not RCA. HDMI. I don't even have HDMI. That's how old this is. Never mind. It's not worth it. It's got the old data cable that you would use for the old TVs.
Oh.
Dude, it's still
You can't even make an internet. You can't even make a entertainment center out of it.
Well, I could if I used the if I had all the adapters, which I'm pretty sure I do. But is it really worth it?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's a good computer when it was, you know, yeah. In its day, it was a good computer. Had a 2 gigahertz processor. Hundred 60 gig hard drive. Two gigs of DDR2. I think we're up to like DDR3 now, right?
I have no idea. It's been a while since I put a computer together.
Same here. Yeah.
Actually, it's been 7 years since I put a computer together.
That's about how long. That's about how long it's been for me. Yeah, they're so complicated now. It's like I don't even got time to even try. It's like it's always. Every time I turn around, it's different.
Yeah, that's only the operating system.
Well, the programming, yes. Not just the operating system, the other programming, too.
Yeah.
Because you can't just... It's not plug and play like it used to be. I mean... Well, it used to be even more difficult than that. I mean, you had to install each individual piece of software. But then
you came out. It's not plug and play?
Not really. I mean, they are. They went from complicated to easy back to complicated.
Well, yeah. I finally got used to Windows 10. Still don't see any great improvement in it over XP. I mean, I know it would be highly insulted to hear that, but I don't see any really spectacular improvement over XP. They might as well have stopped at XP.
Actually, XP was better. 10 is more or less a downgrade.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, they have upgraded features, but they took...
Well, yeah, I mean...
They took away a lot of stuff that XP had that was beneficial. The only thing that's beneficial to the new stuff is that they supposedly plugged the holes that XP had. So it makes it harder for people to hack you and stuff like that.
Eh. Microsoft software is the greatest source and cause of intrusions of your privacy.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the average person isn't going to get hacked from an outside source. Except the average person has installed a Microsoft product on their computer. And one of the first things they do, oh, I'll say this for Windows 10. I was able to disable Internet Explorer using Internet Explorer's settings, which was a shock and a surprise. I'm pleasantly happy that I was able to do that. They had made provisions for you to be able to shut off Internet Explorer. So now when I have a piece of software that tries to fire up Internet Explorer, I get a bing on my screen. It says, oh, are you sure you're doing this right? This program doesn't exist.
There you go.
When I disabled it, it removed the launching program for Internet Explorer. So other programs cannot start up Internet Explorer. So now... Go ahead.
Oh, I really have to worry about that. I mean, if it fires up Internet Explorer, I let it do it. And I do whatever I got to do. And then I close it out, and then I go back to my original stuff.
Yeah, but I consistently get viruses on the computer whenever Internet Explorer is operating. So...
Well, yeah, that's why I don't use Internet Explorer, but I mean...
And I suspect that any program that's trying to fire up Internet Explorer is trying to take advantage of the fact that they can put software on my computer without my permission through
Probably.
Internet Explorer.
Who knows?
So.
So what?
So what?
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, how about that disclaimer?
Sure, why not? My lucky ticket's been blown, so I might as well fire up. Actually, this time I'm firing up a program called CyberFox. Firefox has gone down the tubes.
Okay.
You used to be able to install all sorts of add-ons and such on Firefox. And... Firefox has effectively disabled 90% of them. So they're no longer useful. So, some programmers who thought that that was a tragedy fired up a new program based on the same software. And they call it WaterFox.
Oh, okay.
But they allow you to run all the old add-ons.
So WaterFox is what you're using now?
Yeah, I'm using WaterFox and also CyberFox. CyberFox seems to be more security oriented. And it's kind of halfway in between Firefox and WaterFox. But all these programs are based on the same oh shoot, I can't name it. They have the same parent software.
Oh, yeah.
All right, disclaimer. Say what?
The parent software would be Internet Explorer?
No, it was it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't say it.
Google Chrome.
Actually, I believe that has the same parent also. Well, Chrome does, I think. I'm not sure. But they went in diabolical directions also.
Diabolical directions.
Yeah, I know some people like Chrome, but Mozilla.
Oh yeah,
it's all based on Mozilla.
Right.
I don't know, was Chrome based on Mozilla?
No, Google.
Well, Google took it over. Was it always Google?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think at one point it used to be based on Mozilla. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, in that respect, I'm not really a good historian. But it was a decent program when it first came out. So was Internet Explorer. Then they started doing stuff to it, like incorporating it into the operating system. That was a huge mistake.
Right.
It's like, you want to browse your file? Use your web browser to browse your files. Hold on. Somebody is browsing my files from outside my computer. How'd that happen?
Right. Not good.
Not good. Well, you know, City of Vallejo wanted you to put in your applications for business via their website, you know, for jobs via their website. And they had some rather complicated PHP program, you know, files that handled that. And I sent in my resume. I filled out the application, sent it in. And it should have been just, you know, click and done, right? But I noticed that there was an awful lot of activity going on when I sent them my resume. And it was taking an awful long time for it to receive my resume. And so I started downloading the files and analyzing them off of their website. And what I found was they were scanning. They had set it up so it scans people's computers whenever they send in a resume.
So basically what they were doing was they were doing their own background check on you.
They were stealing your data right off your computer. The City of Vallejo.
Stealing it or... Yeah, basically stealing it. But I mean...
Well, you know, data theft, you know, doesn't mean your data's gone. It just means that they're reading it without your permission.
Right.
And this is a city basically hacking everybody's computer whenever they sign into that site.
That doesn't surprise me, government.
Well, yeah. So, you know, unless you've got time to sit there and go through every PHP file and whatever else is out there that, you know, and analyze it carefully for what it's doing.
Yeah.
All right, so Demented Dungeons and Dragons, full disclaimer.
Full legal written notes. Disclaimer.
Yeah, you didn't put that written word in there. But it is written.
I thought it was in there. I may not have fixed that.
It was in the link. The name of the link is the Demented Dungeons and Dragons full written disclaimer, in quotes.
Oh, okay. But
yeah, you know, the page itself says, click here for more details. 2018-01-07. Demented Dungeons ampersand Dragons hyphen quote full quote close disclaimer
about it. You don't have to be a dumbass about it.
Legal notice. Manimal. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence. You should always go and do your own homework. Do not outsource your thinking to others.
That's not in the disclaimer.
Well, it's between the lines. We are not.
Yeah, but written wasn't in there either, but you didn't say that.
It was in between the lines. I did say that. I said it is written. It may not be written, may not be written there, but this disclaimer is written.
We're disclaimering our disclaimer.
Yeah, I have a disclaimer to the disclaimer. It says it's the full disclaimer. It's not. We couldn't write the full disclaimer if we wanted to.
Right.
To be honest, the rest of the disclaimer is written in this thing called common sense. Indeed, the whole disclaimer that we've written so far is basically common sense, but seeing as...
Common sense ain't common.
No, it's not. No. When they had to put labels on light bulbs saying not good to eat,
when they have to put labels on French fries that say "warning hot" or "coffee warning hot" to avoid a lawsuit.
Oh yeah.
Common sense is not very common.
No.
And actually, that's more of an injustice because that's a criminal court system. Court's another criminal.
Right. Well, it's correctly labeled. It's a criminal court system. It's not a lawful court system. It's not a fair court system. It's a criminal court system. So it's correctly labeled. It's just the emphasis is placed wrong.
Exactly.
You know, you stand before such courts, and you tend to assume that they think you're the criminal. They probably know full well that you're not.
But they are.
And they know full well that they are. Anyway. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We encourage you to do what is right when it is right because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedom and liberty, same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Most certainly not. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. As described in the FDA state and federal regulations under U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, Parts B, D, and U.S. Code, Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321, Parts F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights, or unalienable rights, as some people like to phrase it. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. All right. That reference to man or other animals, you can find out more about that at adisk.wordpress.com. And adisk is spelled A-D-A-S-K. And it's... after the .com, it's /2008/17/man-or-other-animals-1/. Anyway, and then you can go to our website for the other links. It's DementedDragons.com. And look for the disclaimer and just scroll down to the bottom. Oh, boy. Wow. How long did that take me to get through the disclaimer? About a half an hour?
Not sure, but you might want to refresh that page.
Oh, you updated it?
Maybe.
Maybe. What happened here? All righty, the Mabinogi banquet's over, and I'm the only one standing in the room. Mm-hmm. There's a few others. Needless to say, I didn't win any fabulous prizes.
Needless to say.
So lesson learned. Restart the computer before the podcast begins.
Before.
Yep. And then I might win something. I'll have a 1 in 100 chance of winning something.
Something.
Oh, my. Yeah, I spent the day gathering wood today. I wanted to make sure I wasn't cold tonight. Sweet potatoes are sprouting.
Cool.
We've got white sprouts and purple sprouts and a few maple leaf sprouts. I'm still looking for the orange ones to sprout.
Right on.
So. I was a little worried that I was going to make them rot because I've been watering for a week now, and about a month now, and they haven't done anything, you know. So I'm storing my sweet potatoes in wet soil. I'm like, this may not be good. All right.
Did you refresh it?
The game or the page?
Page.
The page?
Yeah.
I tried to. You know what? For some reason, it kicked me back to the homepage. Ooh. But it doesn't say full anymore. Oh, wow. Okay, in the disclaimer itself, is this is not our full disclaimer. In other words, in our disclaimer, we're disclaiming that it's not possible to disclaim everything that we need to disclaim.
Right.
Blah. Hold on, let me take the gnaw out of my tongue. Oh, my gosh. This is a sad world.
It's a sad world after all.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was McDonald's that got sued over the hot coffee.
Yeah.
And some judge ruled against them. It's like...
Thank you.
Okay, so Joseph called and he's spouting off all his doom and gloom. Give me websites and stuff like that. One of the things he sent me looking for is this book called F. Saphir. And actually, some of our local Sabbath keepers have copies of this already. They've got a sample of the preface in PDF form. I'm going through it, and basically what they've done is they've gone through and put all the names back in, but they've overdone it. All right. Unless you've read and understand some Hebrew, a lot of what's in this is going to be meaningless to you. They've got English words surrounding anglicized Hebrew words. And you're not even going to know how to pronounce them. And you're not having any idea what they mean. And they've done it often enough that you're not going to be able to figure out that Mitzrayim means Egypt.
Right.
And I'm still trying to figure out what Chagada means. Yeah. Or peacock, peacosh. I've heard Yeshua Yamashiach enough times that I know basically that's Jesus, our Savior, or Jesus the, I don't know, anyway. Not sure what the Hamashiach part means. So,
basically,
I'd say I have.
Basically, if you don't speak in their tongue, you don't understand.
Right, and it's not even really Hebrew. The guy who did this, he doesn't really speak Hebrew. And I know that from the way he wrote down God's name, Yahuwah.
Right.
You know. It's definitely for those, though, who are quote unquote Hebrew roots type people. Joseph keeps talking about this Paleo-Hebrew. I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about.
Dinosaur Hebrew?
Yeah.
So that would be reptilian.
Well, the term Paleo-Hebrew is, while it may be a misnomer, I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up myself and see exactly what it means. But what they're referring to is the earliest forms of Hebrew writing. And they didn't use the flaming letters that we use now, way back then. So So it was closer to handwriting, like we do our, you know, when we write on a piece of paper, when we print on a piece of paper. It was just done with a different character set. And they are right in this respect. There's much written in scriptures that won't be understood unless you go back and look at their original meaning. But even these people, they don't go back far enough. Sure, he goes back and reads the Paleo-Hebrew, but he won't go to previous sources. I mean, all these people, they make the big assumption that the Bible was the first writing of these stories. And just comparing it to older documents, it's clear that much of Scripture was a rewriting of previous religious texts.
Mm-hmm.
One prime example is, let us make man in our image. Okay. Well, God's doing the making, and God's supposed to be singular, so why is he speaking in plural?
Right.
Okay. Well, he's speaking in plural because that phrase originally came from Enlil, Enki, and Ishtar, and half a dozen other gods were basically sitting in council and discussing what they were going to do about the great project that they had going on in basically southern Africa. All right? You know, it was pretty much worldwide, but, you know, in southern Africa as well. And basically, they were tired of doing all of this work. And they looked around, they saw that there was this being, man, who was in his current form not very useful, but he had potential. And so they were going to remake them, they were going to remake us in their image. So they didn't even make us from scratch, there was already something there. Okay. And the phrase, the exact phrase they said was, let us make man in our image. Except they said it in ancient Sumerian. Instead of Hebrew.
Right.
You know, it was kind of a shocker when I ran across that when I was falling through this one guy's. Well, there's this guy, he has a whole bunch of really crazy theories and stuff like that, and he's actually able to make a case for his crazy theories, but not quite prove them. I think he's dead now, but his name was Zachariah Stitchin. Now, so while he made all these claims in his books and wasn't able to quite prove them, he did do something really good in his books, other than make you think. He gave references. He gave a huge selection of references to everything that he stated. And just going through those references, you find out some rather shocking things on your own. You know, just, you know, you'll even come to agree with some of his conclusions. Not all of them. I still don't think his what do they call it when the Egyptians write their name? They put a circle around it?
I'm not sure.
There's a name for that.
I can Google it.
Yeah. Anyway. Hashem.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that word Shem means name. Okay. But because the Egyptians do their names in that particular way, when they do it in that particular way, they call that configuration a Shem. I think I'm using the right word. Anyway, at the very least, Shem is the Hebrew word for name. And he came to the conclusion that Hashem was really a rocket ship. And I have yet to find the connection. I'm not saying that in ancient times they didn't have rocket ships. I'm pretty sure they did. But I don't think... I think he put two things together that weren't necessarily supposed to be put together. And that's one example of some of the conclusions he jumped to that I can't quite endorse. But I can definitely recommend that you go to the back of the book and follow through the bibliography. Because you'll find things like the King's List, and you'll find things like the Seven Tablets of Creation, and you'll find things like the Flood Story, and you'll find things like there was actually this ancient king who basically Moses was an exact copy of. All they do is change the names.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Moses, as we know him, may not have existed. Oops. Or if he did, they put on him all sorts of stories that were not him, you know, which is actually right. More likely. Yeah. There probably was a real Moses, but they, you know, they attached stories to him that were not him. Yeah, so... But yeah, this ancient king supposedly fought off an enemy through the power that was guiding him, allowing him to create seven plagues on that enemy, and it was the same seven plagues that Moses put on Egypt. I think it was seven. Was it seven or was it five? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the flies, he did the water to blood, he did the frogs, you know. He did it in the same order. Imagine that. And since it was put down on clay long before the Moses story was put down on papyrus.
Right.
Kind of a strong indication that the scriptural one was, you know, just kind of lifted off of there. So, now I'd still argue that the Bible is inspired by God. But I'd argue that those earlier writings were also inspired by God. It's just, I would say the later one was actually better inspired. And I'm pretty sure somebody will come along and have a better grasp of what God's trying to say to us and he'll be inspired to write down even better. You know? But, yeah. I don't know. I went down too many rabbit holes. I don't know where I'm at.
Me neither.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm just, yeah. I actually wanted to get a hold of this Bible, this F. Sephir. But just looking through the... just looking through the PDF of the intro, it tells me that the average reader is going to have a hard time reading it. And basically, the average reader is going to say, is going to look to his minister that's using the same book, and whatever the minister says it says, that guy is going to believe it and not look it up and not verify it. No, the minister said it was true, so it must be true.
Most people do that.
Oh, yeah. They outsource their thinking. They outsource their spirituality. They outsource their responsibilities.
My problem is I've done too much homework and now I'm brain dead and I don't know what to think.
Well, according to this, there was 10 plagues. Blood, frogs, gnats, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of firstborns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, he left out one asterisk. Okay.
What's that mean?
Well, he was using asterisks instead of commas, and when he changed lines, he didn't put an asterisk after pestilence. But, you know, pestilence and boils are two different curses, so. Unless it's a pestilence of boils. There's no of there.
Right. My pestilence of annoyance.
Yeah. Yeah. Feels like it's time to feed the fire again.
Would farting be a pestilence?
Especially if you're in a very small space. What I like is how mostly Hebrew roots people, they go to all the trouble of translating these words to their original meaning.
Okay.
And they come to the conclusion that because they're white, they're members of the Adamic race.
Superior race.
Well, Adamic. Descendants of Adam, because they're white.
Oh,
they're assuming that there's... Yeah, go ahead.
But Adam wasn't white.
Well, unless his name was referring to other than his skin color, but it's kind of hard to to correlate, since there are people who have a ruddy red skin on this planet, and they're mostly Arabs. And genetically that makes sense, because that's the skin color that would use all of the pigment genes in balance. All right, and everything else is an imbalance. You know, you don't get black skin unless there's an imbalance of the pigment genes to one side. And you don't get white skin unless there's an extreme pigment imbalance to the other side. You know, black and white are the extremes of the pigment deal. And there's and there's two other pigments to take into account also. I can't remember the third, but black and white are on one pigment. Actually, they're on two, but they're, how can I say it? There's three dimensions to our pigmentation, okay? And, you know, we refer to the Orientals as being yellow. It's because they have that one gene expressed that gives us orangeness to our skin. And as I understand it, if you get two of those orange genes together, you literally look like an Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa, doopa-dee-doo.
Especially if you have no black genes. You know, so you have, yeah, so you're a white guy with orange genes, so you're going to look like an Oompa Loompa. Because there's nothing to tone down the orange. So Willy Wonka actually might have been telling the truth.
It's
anyway. It's science.
He was a scientist.
Yeah, with wallpaper you can lick.
It might be cool at first until it's been used.
And the snozzleberries taste like snozzleberries. What's a snozzleberry? Well, taste it, you'll see.
I guess if you made wallpaper that you could lick that was animal friendly, then you wouldn't have to worry about feeding your animal. You can just keep licking the everlasting licking wallpaper.
No, that's a gobstopper.
I understand that.
Okay. Gobstopper coated wallpaper. Yeah.
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Only problem with that, you would probably have a major roach problem.
Well, yeah. Yep, every inch of your wallpaper would be covered with a roach that was sucking at the nipples of your paper.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Oompa Loompas. I mean, Willy Wonka.
Trying to remember if I saw... Yeah, I saw the newer version of it. It was okay.
Yeah, that idea wouldn't go over very well for very long.
Anyway, so there was... Adam, the word Adam has about three meanings. And actually four, because I believe it was derived from Adamu, which was the Sumerian word for the hybrid men that they made.
Hybrid.
Yep. And per the writings, they originally made man only male. They didn't make any females.
Well, that's what the Bible said.
Right, but they made the Adamu in mass. There was lots of Adamu.
Right.
Whereas the Bible says there was only one man. All right. And for whatever reason, they got tired of that process and decided it would be more efficient if man could make more men rather than making the men one at a time. So they made female Adamu, and the Bible called that Eve. So
Evamu.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what the Sumerian word was for it, but you know, supposedly they made generation after generation after generation of Adamu with no women. So there's no offspring. You know, so it was a sterile race. It had to be recreated for each generation to proceed. And, you know, so they made females and turned them loose.
Turned them loose.
Yep. Now this, of course, is all according to the Sumerian version of the creation story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we can't believe those people. They're not. They're not. I don't know. That'd be blasphemy.
Well, I think the real blasphemy is most people don't really get a spiritual lesson out of the Bible.
Right.
Because they don't catch on that while the original story may have come from another culture, there's a reason why
It was adopted.
And there's a reason why it was altered. Okay? And, you know, it was altered to better conform with an underlying truth. You know? So it's sort of like, you know, you hear a nursery story, but you tell your kids the nursery story, you tell it a little bit differently because there's a point you want to make and you want your children to understand it, you know. And so, you know, maybe you're telling them the story of Little Red Riding Hood and maybe you know that there's a bad man in the neighborhood, and so you replace the wolf with that bad man's name.
Right.
And basically what you're telling your children is to avoid that bad man. Okay?
Or a bad woman.
Whatever, yeah. Bad person. Okay. And
bad person. Because, yeah, guys, yeah. And there's just as many bad women as there are bad guys.
Yeah.
People tend to focus on men being the problem.
So my point is, even though Moses took that line directly out of the original Sumerian story, where the gods were saying, let us remake man in our image, he wanted to emphasize that there was only really one God.
the original creator.
Yeah, there's only one real original creator of the universe and all life. And he wanted to emphasize that. And so
he lied.
So while he kept most of the words the same, to the point where we literally translated into English in the plural, because you know he wrote it in the plural in the Hebrew. He made that reference as if one person was saying it, one entity. So
what?
I don't know.
I don't know what I've been through.
So basically, even, you know, what you were told is holy and sacred, you need to look into it and see just how, where it came from, where it was going, and what was the progress, you know.
Don't just believe it because somebody said it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like you're pledge allegiance, you know.
I pledge allegiance to the New World Order flag of the United Soviet States of America.
And that's basically what every kid said back in, you know, when I was going to school. Now they don't. It's not allowed. It's like, well, it shouldn't have been allowed in the first place, but you know.
Well, they only don't allow it because they say the word God in it.
Yeah. But the Pledge of Allegiance was really originally written by a communist with the intent of making America into a communism. And he only got away with it because America already was a communism by then.
Probably.
Well,
not.
Somebody wrote that you can't have a tyrant as a ruler unless you have a nation of tyrants already.
Well, it is getting that way.
No, it's that way already. We wouldn't be... I'm sure everybody is not a tyrant, but the majority are.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, what's a tyrant? Tyrant's somebody who forces you to give his way. And you can't have somebody ruling a nation who does that unless he's supported by a large number of other people who want to force others to give them their way.
Right.
You know. So if you got complaints about your government, you really need to turn around and take a look in the mirror.
Or your neighbor.
Well, you should look in the mirror first. You know.
I blame everyone but me.
I know. Deep down, I'm the same way. Intellectually, I know it's me. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, I'm quick to point the finger at everybody else.
Ultimately, whether we are the tyrants or not, it's our fault for not standing up for what's right.
Right. Yeah. And I'll remember that when they're chopping my head off.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got those guillotines already.
Well, at least it's quick and painless.
Maybe.
I mean, the scary part is laying there before you get your head chopped off. It's kind of like my laser hair removal. You know, it only hurts for a little while, then it's over.
Yeah.
I think the laser hair removal would probably hurt more longer than having my head chopped off. So I'm preparing myself for the torture.
Yeah. So, have we covered about half the list already?
No, we haven't even touched the list.
Oh, no, I know we've touched the list. I read it.
Oh, okay. Guns do not cause crime. Gun laws cause crime. That would be more for the political podcast.
Yeah, I have a comment on that, too. Gun laws are the crime.
I agree with that. Let me copy this and move it to the political podcast side. This is in my old notes, so I'm going over that. Oh, yeah. What are those pyramid-shaped objects in Egypt called?
Pyramids.
I love that one. Somebody actually asked that question. I was like, what?
they probably have another name. So it probably is a legitimate question, but I figured I'd be a smart ass and tell you that they're called pyramids.
Right.
I was expecting you to tell me the real answer.
Should marijuana be legal or illegal?
Every green herb was given for man.
My roommate says legal.
Yeah, well, I didn't give you my opinion. I tell you what the scriptures say.
Well,
it is legal. And therefore Uncle Sam is breaking the law when he says it that you're not allowed to touch it.
So it shouldn't be legal, it should be lawful.
It is lawful.
Exactly.
It is lawful. It's unlawful that they made it illegal.
Well, it's unlawful that there is any laws about it.
Yeah.
Because that was a trick question. Should it be legal or illegal? There shouldn't be any law. It shouldn't be regulated at all.
Right. And every reference to it should be stricken off the books.
Right.
You have a right. You have a right to your own health care.
Right.
You don't necessarily have a right for somebody else to provide you health care. But you have a right to choose.
I need to sit on campus. Yeah.
You know. And you know, marijuana falls in there. Now, personally, I think smoking most substances is probably not the right way to use a given substance. Even though I have recommended to, I've recommended to various people who smoke tobacco that maybe they'd like to try smoking mullein, all right? But a more effective use of mullein is to make a tea out of it or grind it up in powder and cook it in your food.
Basically, right? To ingest it.
And I think the same goes for marijuana. If marijuana is a benefit to you, you know, when you smoke it, I suspect it'll be a greater benefit to you if you ate it, especially since it's a very nutritional food, you know. But,
well, yeah.
Hey.
And you can eat different parts of it and not have to worry about getting high and still get the nutritional value. Because
well, yeah, and then there's that issue, the getting high off of marijuana. How was marijuana before they started breeding it?
Well, it probably got you high. I'm 99% sure it got you high, but it wasn't like it is today.
You know.
I mean, you can go find ditchweed right now that you can smoke or whatever. It'll give you a little buzz, but it's not going to get you like it's not going to get you stoned.
Well, I know they've been breeding it for over 200 years and possibly longer. But I know 200 years because, you know, there's references to George Washington separating, you know, removing the I don't know the proper term, but basically he was removing the flowers from the male plants so they wouldn't fertilize the female plants. And that's basically what you do with marijuana to make it more potent.
Right.
Yeah. Now we've got a friend whose name I won't mention who could explain it better and correct me because I'm sure I got it wrong. All right. But, you know, you do something with the flowers in order to prevent them from fertilizing flowers, and that causes a better production of the chemical that they're looking for. All right. And George Washington was doing exactly that with his hemp plants. And, you know, you don't need to do that if all you're making is fiber for ropes. So you do that if you're going to smoke it.
You're going to stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
So George Washington was, you know, if it's good enough for George Washington, you know, it should be good enough for any other American. So
true that.
Or maybe George Washington was just a drug dealer and, you know, he was raising it to sell.
Well, I mean,
just like those pig raisers who don't eat pork.
Oh, kind of like us?
Yeah. Yeah, like us.
Yeah, but we don't sell it for meat, though.
Well, we don't sell any of it yet, but still, yeah. We won't be able to control whether people go turn around and eat the pigs that we sell them.
Red buds are in season.
And actually, if we get some pigs to wallow in the pond in order to slick it out, we will be selling those for people to eat. Because we'll be fattening them up in the process. And the reason we'll be getting rid of them is because they're getting too big for us to keep. So
true.
And it'll be to somebody who will probably do the finishing up on the fattening for the final, you know, sending it off to market. So. But our purpose for using the pig is not to eat it. Our purpose for getting the pig is to wallow in the mud and slick out a pond. So.
Right.
Anyway. And then if we get the coons, the purpose for those is to remove things like thistles and Johnson grass and et cetera. So, and the good thing about using them to remove those things is while those plants worked real hard at pulling up nutrients that the soil needs, the pig won't be getting rid of those nutrients. The pig will be putting it right back down on the ground. And so it won't be lost. If anything, the pig will be adding bacteria to it, so they'll be better stabilized and added to the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Wow, it's almost 11. We've been yammering for 2 hours now.
Yam, 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 yam. All right. Well, maybe next week my roommate will call in to the podcast, or maybe tomorrow at 7 p.m. for our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast, since he loves, what is it, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hennessy?
Sean Hennessy? Hennessy? Hennessy?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, whatever that loser's name is.
Man, I tell you what, this chocolate cake from Aldi smells and tastes just like wacky cake.
Like what?
Wacky cake.
What's wacky cake?
I'm not 100% sure. My family used to make it when I was younger.
Okay.
But it is delicioso. I know you use mayonnaise. I know you use mayonnaise in the recipe, and that's all I know.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. I'm going to go. My roommate bought this chocolate cake yesterday, I think it was, at Aldi's. The S is silent. But anyways, at Aldi, and and it's so good, I'm going to go back tomorrow and buy two more. Maybe four more.
Yeah, we'll have to look up that recipe. And it's interesting. So you put mayonnaise in it. Mayonnaise is basically egg and oil. And when you cook it, the two separate from each other. So I wonder if they're using it as the oil substitute.
Probably.
Yeah, mayonnaise is basically egg and oil, flavored with vinegar, and some seasoning. Usually, okay. You know, pepper, salt.
Maybe it's the vinegar that gives it that different flavor.
Well, yeah. I mean, mayonnaise without vinegar is pretty bland. No.
Because this stuff is delicious. Oh my goodness, it is so good. Wacky cake is like one of the best cakes I've ever had in my entire life.
Okay, I'll have to look it up. Wacky cake.
Once you go wacky, you never go backy.
Uh huh. I know. I kind of like dump cakes. A dump cake, you just throw all the ingredients in and throw it in the oven. Don't bother mixing it.
That sounds scary.
It does. I don't believe people actually do it that way, but you know, maybe they do.
Yeah. I understand, you know, some stuff you gotta mix it in a specific order or it doesn't come out right.
Oh, first time I helped my mom make a gooseberry pie, I was real young, and she's giving me instructions, and she apparently didn't explain one of them carefully enough, and so I mixed everything together. The stuffing, the topping, the crust, all of it.
Oh, crap. Well, that, yeah, you have to do it in a specific order. But, I mean, things you're going to mix up all together anyway.
Yeah.
There are certain recipes where you have to mix certain ingredients first, and then later mix them into the deal. Because something about mixing them together first activates something. It's kind of like making the mayonnaise first instead of putting in the oil and the eggs in separately. You put it in.
Well, here's an example for you. If you want to get your full nutrition out of your garlic, you smash it, and then you wait 10, 15 minutes before you use it to cook with or put in the salad or whatever.
Right.
There's chemicals in garlic that need time to react with each other, and they won't do it until you've smashed the garlic.
Right.
And that produces, I guess, your allicin, or at the very least freeze it up.
Yeah, and that's basically where I was going with that. You know, it's like you mix these things together, and they activate a certain chemical reaction, and they make a certain ingredient before you actually add it to the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're making cinnamon bread, you want it to do most of the rising before you put the cinnamon sugar into it. Because something about cinnamon, especially if it's a real good cinnamon, will inhibit yeast growth. And so you just won't get a good bread if you mix the cinnamon in right away.
Right.
Don't mess things up.
Don't mess things up.
Yep, yep.
Yep, yep. So, that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, New World Order, D&D, and all that other stuff.
Did we get the disclaimer done?
Oh, no, we need to do the disclaimer. We'll do that again tomorrow.
You'll have to alter it slightly, so. Yeah, you'll have to alter it slightly so I don't read it wrong.
Well, yeah, and we're still working on customizing it for the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, but it basically is the same thing.
Pretty much. Don't outsource your thinking.
Don't outsource your thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can find our podcast and future information about the podcast and where to find us and whatnot and whatever at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and also at ScrapGovScrap.com. It used to be .us. I'm working on resetting it up under the .com now. Lenny finally got the IP address fixed. So we now have
the
.com.
Oh, man, our sponsors are going to be pissed at us. We didn't mention one of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm the sponsor, by the way. We do need to start doing that, though, at the beginning of the podcast. Basically, we are looking for sponsors. I'm the only sponsor. Well, David Ray and I are the only sponsors.
Yes, come buy sweet potatoes from our farm.
Yes, go to daviddavidanddavid.com. Check out our off-grid organic farm and retreat. Also, check out offgridsingles.com. I'm still working on coming up with the money to upgrade that, but it will be a really cool dateline here for too long. Right now, it's just kind of like a social network.
Which is probably better anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. So, you can also check out any of my current and future projects at kclamanagement.com. Basically, my former business partner was from L.A., and I'm from Kansas City, and So we called ourselves KCLA. Now there's a radio station in LA called KCLA. So I was going to incorporate, and so I bought KCLAI.com, and that is actually my KCLA International for my IT business that is kind of petering out, but I still have two business partners that pretty much do everything. Well, we all three work together, but they pretty much run the IT side of the business now. I'm pretty much in the shadows, and I'm kind of getting away from that and moving on to other things. But I'm still keeping my current stuff going, so I refer any new business to my business partners, and that's at KCLAI or KCLAInternational.com, where we're like a mini GoDaddy, basically. And all my stuff, all my projects are under KCLAManagement.com, and you can go check those out. Including Demented Dungeons and Dragons, David, our off-grid organic farm and retreat, so on and so forth. And I also have my partners.
Apparently it's snowing again tonight.
Sweet. I also have partners listed there, like my business partners, like Lenny Ladner, people that I, you know, my main people. So you can check out my partners there as well. Like David Ray. I think I've got
Woo-hoo.
David Ray there. I'm not sure. But David Ray hasn't been working on his website, so you might as well not even bother going there.
Say what?
PeacefulPocoPatches.com.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think, I'm not sure where Peaceful Poco Patches goes, but I know I bought David Ray of the Harriet family. And,
did you really?
Oh, yeah. David Dash Ray of the Harriet family.com.
Who are you calling it, Con?
If I spell it right, it should go there. Looks like it's working, but we'll find out here in a second. I spelled it wrong.
You misspelled my name and bought the website?
No, I spelled... Let's try two T's. I put one T in instead of two. Let me fix this here. It tried to do a Google search on it. Here we go. Two T's. So David-Ray of the Harriet family.com. And basically, Basically, it's a duplicate of the original David website. Without all the extra stuff. But, yeah. Oh, Peaceful Poco Patches. Let's see where that goes. Because I know I bought it, and I'm pretty sure I renewed it, too. I have it on auto-renew. Okay, I own it, but it's not directed anywhere, so I gotta direct it to its proper place. I'll direct it to David Ray of the Harriet family.
So it's improperly directed right now?
Yeah, basically I own it, but it doesn't have any. It's directed to the server, but it's not parked. So I'm going to go to my domain server. And make sure it's directed properly. If I can log in. I had to change my password. I'm going to have to update. Here we go. I'm going to have to update all my passwords because some of these websites forced me to change my business password to something else.
So oh, I hate that.
Yeah. And it won't let me
and
change
they,
it back.
Yeah, and they won't let you change it back ever.
Ever.
Ever. I haven't looked this up yet, but I'm pretty sure Google and Yahoo have merged because they have the same password policies now. And one of the requirements is that you capitalize one letter and have a lowercase of another and have numbers and preferably symbols in your password. So you've got to meet three criteria to your password. It has to have letters, has to have numbers, and it has to have both capital and lowercase letters in it. And that messed me up because I hadn't set up a formula that allowed me to make passwords that way. So one of the problems I run into is I forget to capitalize the appropriate letter.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm left unable to get into my account. And it got so bad that right now I log into one of my email accounts that they forced me to change the password. I log in using the security questions because I don't know the damn password.
Right.
And it really points out how insecure those security questions are, because if you knew where I spent my honeymoon and you know who my favorite author is, you're in.
Or if you know your mother's maiden name and your favorite pet, you're in.
Yeah, well, I named the specific two questions that apply to mine. Did it on purpose,
now
even.
Now you just told everybody what it was.
Well, yes and no. They'll find that out when they try to log in anyway, because those are the two questions they'll ask them. But I doubt if even you would be able to figure out what I put in there.
Right? Because even though the answer is probably, even though you might know the answer might be encrypted.
Well, yeah, basically. It's the one set of passwords that Yahoo couldn't force me to change.
Right.
So
that's weird. It's saying that I cannot park Peaceful Poco Patches under David Ray of the Harriet Family.
Why not?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to find out why. Because I just looked, and I've got it pointed to the server, but it says, there's an error when the system attempts to create this alias. A DNS entry for Peaceful Poco Patches already exists. Oh, huh. Maybe I already have it.
So you need to unpopulate it so you can populate it. And no, I'm not an IT guy. I was just making shit up as I off the cuff.
But I don't have it parked anywhere. That's the problem.
Hmm. So it's a dead website.
Huh?
So it's a dead website.
Maybe that's why it's not going anywhere, because I had trouble parking it in the first place. I'm looking under David, David, and David and see if it's there. But it shouldn't be. Nope, it's not. Okay, well, I'll go to plan B. I'll just do a redirect from the actual domain server. I'll just do use the default DNS settings and then do a redirect instead of parking it.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yep.
But I would never skin my cat.
I'd be tempted to after they died.
What?
It's softer than rabbit fur.
True. I'll let somebody else do that.
I'm afraid I'll have to wait until it becomes fashionable. There's too many politically correct people out there that would throw blood at me.
True that. I mean, you know, even if your cat died of natural causes or whatever, and you just recycled your cat, you would still be in trouble for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not like I'd raise my cat so they could have their fur. I might raise my rabbit.
Which isn't a bad idea.
I might, yeah. I might, you know, it's probably been done in the past. I'm sure somebody recognized the virtue of cat fur as coat liners and such. Shoot, there's people who went to the trouble of skinning rats so they could have rat fur lining for their stuff. And rat fur is pretty coarse.
Well, I mean, in the game Mysterio Legacy, they use rat skins for leather.
Yeah. Wouldn't make very good leather.
It does in the game.
It'd make a very soft leather.
Well, they use rat and raccoon skins.
Raccoon makes more sense.
Yeah, so maybe the rat skins are for the softer parts.
Yeah, whatever. It's an electronic game. They're making up shit as they go.
Oh, yeah, it's like rat meat. Any animal you kill, you get meat.
Yeah.
So, you got rat meat, you got bat meat, you got snake meat, you've got bear meat, you've got wolf meat, chicken meat.
Now, see, when I make my game, there'll be consequences to eating those non-kosher animals. They might be subtle, but, you know, there would be consequences.
So what color will will the non-kosher meat be? Purple?
I would, yeah, whatever.
So you feed the non-kosher meat to the animal.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Because they're in the game, you do give raw meat to animals to do get them to do certain things for you.
Yep. All right. Well, I got to stoke the fire, and I think we said goodbye already. All right. Night, folks. See you next week, and call in tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.